Welcome inside SeavillePodcast.com for our third installment with April Ristow of Armor Larry Coaching and Mark Watlock of Advantage Computer Training. Get all the details and the scoop on the Sales Excellence Academy. Don't forget to visit them online at www.salesacademyseville.com. Now April and Mark with Denise Stewart. Take it away, guys.
On my left, I have April Rista of Armor Larry Coaching.
And to my right, I have Mark Watlock of Advantage Computer Training.
Good evening, April.
Hey, Mark.
How are you tonight?
Good.
And in the middle, we have Denise Stewart.
So, Mark, what are we here to talk about today?
We're here to talk about the Sales Excellence Academy, which is coming up on December 6th at the Omni from 8 o'clock until 3 in the afternoon.
So, Mark, who should be attending this workshop?
Well, salespeople, obviously. They're sales managers, and anybody who goes out and meets the public and actually has to sell an idea or a product or who represents an organization.
Well, I know you're going to ask me some questions, but what inspired you guys to say this is the conference that we want to put on together? What was, you know, whose brainchild was this and how did it come together?
I'll actually take credit for that. April and I were talking one day. I had just met April and I saw her work at a conference and we talked and she was doing a lot of coaching of salespeople. And a lot of my, I do computer training. I own Advantage Computer Training and I do a lot of software training and a lot of my customers are salespeople. And we realized that together we could probably do something better than we could do apart. So we sat down, talked about it, and here we are and here you are.
And one of the things Mark said in the beginning was, you take my ideas and make them better. And I think he was the one to first throw out an idea of an event. And then we came back together. We looked at several different options and we came back and we ended up with the Sales Excellence Academy. Many iterations of it, but we finally came to something that we both felt really good about and that is different. And that was one of my key things is I don't want this to be like every other sales conference that you go to.
Right.
How to negotiate, how to close the deal, how to handle objections. Those are all important sales skills, but they are being taught in the business world, in the schools, et cetera, for salespeople. But these are, I guess, what I call the softer side of sales. These are the soft skills that just aren't being taught anywhere. And if they are, they're not being repeated enough that people
right.
really get it. Well, Denise, tell us a little bit about you and what your story is.
How I came to be in this is that April has known me as a presenter and Mark had seen me at a conference presenting and you guys thought that I would be good, I guess, at pumping everybody up and getting the audience excited. So I do think that is one of the skills that I have specifically to get us started. I thought I would work on storytelling for sales because I would say that is on the softer side of the skill set. But it's just incredibly important. The way that you tell your story, the way you tell your story is what makes you unforgettable. So whether you're selling a car or you are trying to get someone to try on one more skirt or you're offering a bank product, your ability to listen and ask questions so you can get a client or a potential customer to tell a story, and also your ability to tell your story in an original way is just... That's for the long haul. Well, it's for the, you know, so it could be for the immediate sale if someone feels that you've really engaged with them. But also when most businesses, especially local ones, are really talking about a relationship that they would like to have repeat business, they would like to sell that family mm-hmm. all of their cars, then that is what you are talking about when someone is talking about telling their story.
Do you think that sales is a creative process?
I do. I think it is. I think it's such a high touch process. Anything that's that high touch, it requires improv at the very least. Like you need to be able to ask someone a question and then be able to roll on that. And if everything is rehearsed and everybody knows what it feels like to be sold something rehearsed, and that you're much more likely to kind of put up your guard than you are to feel like somebody's actually asking you a question. You know, if you go in to look at a house at an open house and a real estate agent really finds some way to ask you about yourself in a meaningful way and you really get a chance to say, why in the world are you at this house on a Sunday afternoon? Mm-hmm. There's a good chance you might develop a relationship with that real estate agent as opposed to, oh, we're just looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the typical, oh, isn't this weather lovely? Or
right.
doesn't this weather stink? And talking about very general
yeah.
terms. Yeah. So Denise, and I know Dee Dee is also your alter ego.
That's right. That's right. Well, Dirty Barbie's my alter ego. Dee Dee's just my nickname.
Explain that to our audience, would you please, your Dirty Barbie reference?
Dirty Barbie. I happen to have a one-woman show that I began performing this year, and it opens at Live Arts on November 30th, and it's called Dirty Barbie and Other Girlhood Tales. And my life as an actress hopefully works very well as my life as a motivational coach and a public speaker, because I don't see them really very separate. I kind of see it all blending together. So this particular show is about stories and scenes from my childhood.
And how long does it run?
It runs for 4 nights, 5 performances, right after Thanksgiving.
Starting when again?
November 30th.
At Live Arts.
At Live Arts.
So tell us, what can our participants expect to get from your session other than how to tell their story? What else are you going to bring to the table for them?
Well, I'm sure that I'm going to tell one of my own stories. And so hopefully I'll skip those.
You have to come to the show.
Actually, the show will have just closed right before your event. But what I hope to do is teach about storytelling, but also more importantly, role model it. So that would mean that I would share stories, but I would also get people that are coming, that are at the tables. I would get them involved in an early way, first thing in the morning, with asking each other questions and trying to get a story out of each other, and also listening to each other. Because if they can get a story out of someone that they don't know, they will remember that person even if they don't remember their name. I'm really good at remembering names, so hopefully I can help them with that too.
I was going to say, can you give us some tips on that?
Yes,
that's
my weakest thing.
I remember the face, but not always the name.
Yes, it's a little party or conference trick that I do, is to remember names. But also, not only do I think storytelling is important when you're dealing with someone that you're in a sales relationship with, but certainly team building. So managers need to know how to tell stories that their employees really connect with, so that they feel like either they've had experience in the field or it could cross over into other subjects. So getting people that are at tables that may be there for a company to work together to tell a story, that I think would be very team building and would use the time really well that they're there and they're not at work.
Awesome. And my big thing is I want this to be interactive, energetic, fun, because I feel like when you have fun, you learn even more because it was an enjoyable experience.
Well, that's research proven. So you're on
awesome.
The right track with
awesome.
That. Awesome.
Yeah. So as you said, Mark and I have both seen you speak. We both know how energetic you are and how fun you are. And I have no doubt that our participants are going to start the day off on the right foot, and you'll just set the tone for the rest of the day.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's really important to pump up people locally so that they can feel rejuvenated at this time of year, because it's an exhausting time of year to be selling anything, whether a lot of people are buying or nobody's buying. It's hard this time of year. So hopefully we'll get everybody feeling good.
Well, from what I heard, if you're listening and you're planning attending, don't plan on just sitting in your seat for the first hour. Is that what I just heard?
You will not be pushed too far out of your comfort zone. I know that. I don't want to scare anyone. I'm not going to make you, pretend to, be animals in the zoo or something like that. That's very scary for people that are non-theater. So I'll just say it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in and
You're
talking
welcome.
With us. And I can't wait for December 6th. And let's not forget Dirty Barbie, November
30th.
Yeah,
get your tickets. We're already sold out on Friday night. So
awesome.
Get the tickets.
Support our speakers.
Thanks.
Thank you.